Man, what is going on? This is your boy Knuckles, and welcome to Eternal Savage Podcast. Oh my God. If I don't know about you guys, but this R. Kelly shit is getting out of control. Man, R. Kelly, I don't see nothing wrong. Hitting 12-year-olds from behind, I don't see nothing wrong. This nigga, bro. Look, man, I already know this nigga's a nasty freak, and he's a pedophile and a sick piece of shit. Because first off, I saw the sex tape back in the day when that shit dropped and the whole world tried to stand still for that shit. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I saw the nigga's face, okay? I saw it. If you saw the sex tape and you can still probably find it on the internet today, yes, his face is clear as day on that motherfucker. Put it like this. You can see his face as clear as you can see a white cop shooting a black man and getting away with it. That's how clear you can see R. Kelly's face in the video. I seen it, okay? I saw him piss on the girl. I saw her giving him head. I saw him fucking her. And I saw him eating another girl's ass and pussy out. This motherfucker loves little girls. He needs to go to jail. But look, he is a singing some of a bitch, though, I tell you that. But just because he's talented does not mean he doesn't have issues. He does not mean that he is innocent. And it does not mean he shouldn't get a foot in his ass. Now, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to listen to his music no more. But it's really hard to step away from the step of love. Because Step in the Name of Love sort of was my song for a minute when it was out. I ain't going to lie. A few of his songs is really hard to make me just say, fuck. See, I want us, the music didn't do nothing. He did it. The music didn't do shit. So I want to let the music breathe because the music is innocent, but his ass isn't. So let's just attack Kelly and leave his music the fuck alone. His music didn't do shit to nobody. That's all I'm saying. Fuck what you heard. Let's just go ahead and listen to the music. Now, I understand if you're saying, if you listen to the music, you are listening to Kelly. So that means you're supporting him. Like, no, not necessarily. Because I'm not buying it. I'm just going to keep listening to it. But honestly, if he touched, if God forbid, if I had a kid and anybody touched my kid, I'm going to put your ass in the ground. Fuck what you heard. Fuck that. I don't play with that pedophile shit in any way, shape, or form. But yes, R. Kelly is a pedophile. Fuck what everybody talking about. I knew he was a pedophile for years. And dude, he married Aaliyah when she was 15 years old. May she rest in peace. But he was fucking and marrying Aaliyah at 15 years old. But Aaliyah, may she rest in peace, and no disrespect to the family and nothing like that. She was hot in her little ass. She was 15 years old fucking a grown man and wanted to do it. So, but even though that she wanted to do it, he still is a pedophile ass motherfucker. So, I feel bad that, you know, all the shit that went down. But these parents, fuck a reality show. Y'all should have been fucking Kelly up. Because I'm going to tell you right now, that motherfucker even was breathing near my daughter. I put a bullet through his head so fucking quick. Fuck what you heard. But look, I want to hear people's comments and talk about this R. Kelly motherfucker too. About how he's like to piss on little kids and all that other bullshit. Because it's not cool. It's sick as fuck. And his ass deserve to be punished. And he needs to go to jail and rot in it. But since shit is old as fuck now, what the fuck can we do? What the fuck can we really do? Nobody wanted to talk about it until recently. And then when it was brand new and the world knew about it, nobody still did anything. So honestly, I want to hear people's thoughts. I want people to follow me on Twitter at Eternal Savage. All together, no spaces. Capitalized. I want you to hit me on Facebook, Knuckles Eternal Savage Gaming. Definitely, I want to hear people's comments, and I want people to talk to me on how they feel about this R. Kelly shit. Look, the motherfucker's a sick fuck. I don't fuck with him in any way, shape, or form. But the music ain't do shit to nobody, so I'm going to leave the music the fuck alone. But everything else, he needs to go to jail, though. He needs to get a foot in his ass, and somebody need to deal with that motherfucker one way or another. And I hate it when motherfuckers say, let God handle it. God will handle it. But I want to send him to the meeting, goddamn it, because he's a pedophile piece of shit. Fuck that motherfucker on that ass boy. And I'll never buy his music or ever support it again. But I never supported it after I found out about him doing it the first time. But the world... But and a lot of people want to say this. I want to say this before I go. Want to compare him to Hugh Hefner. Now, far as we know, Hugh Hefner... been fucking bitches since he was 90 years old because he has the money and the Viagra and all that shit. But this motherfucker has been fucking adult women, even if they were 18 or not, that we know of. Because I ain't gonna lie. No offense. But I'm not gonna put nothing past a white guy who been fucking young bitches and having a career at fucking young women. So I'm saying he might be a pedophile that we never knew about. Sorry about that. But Hugh Hefner, far as we know, has been fucking adult women. So we're not gonna say nothing. But he probably in his closet, he probably did some shit that we don't know about. So fuck Hugh Hefner too on that standpoint. I know he's dead, but that ain't got shit to do with anything. Far as we know, he's never been filed for no kid child shit. But fuck it, you never know. Donald Trump's a rapist, but we ain't gonna talk about that right now. That's for a whole nother conversation. But anyway, I hope I hear from you guys. I hope you guys enjoy. Like, share, tell everyone to check out the podcast. I'm gonna try to be on every week. Just had to find some more new topic material and shit like that, but the world is giving me all the topic material in the world. So you know what? More episodes will be coming frequently. Had to get things ready. So 2019 is a new year, and we're gonna do the damn thing. So everyone have a blessed day. Hit me up on all my social medias. Hit me on YouTube at Eternal Savage Gang. Hit me up on Twitter at Eternal Savage, and we definitely gonna get into it. All right, God bless, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.